All right, can you hear me? Fine. Good afternoon, everybody. My name is Pekka Toivonen and I work in the Department of Music here at the University of Jyväskylä, and I'm currently the academic coordinator of a project called MECI, Music, Education and Cultural Identity, which is a collaboration program between Jyväskylä University and six African partner universities. And as already told, we have some of our project exchange students currently here. Can you raise your hands, guys? Right. I'd like to start with a short video clip. And this was filmed roughly 6 years ago in Groenkloof campus in Pretoria. And on one Saturday afternoon in March, after a weekend of music practices, orchestra playing, instrument classes, and so on, and now it was time for Saturday afternoon jam. Come from township areas around Pretoria and the neighboring areas. Some of them had started already at the height of this size, first playing few notes on recorders, guided by their peers, older peers, and then had grown for several years with the group called Step Music School. Step, it's not a misspelling. It refers to State Theatre Education Project. And this was our first joint music outreach project with an African partner institution. And I'm briefly now trying to tell a little bit about what this has been all about. So, when you're speaking about music outreach programs, one can say that it has its roots in a project called Community Music, which was launched in early 1980s in UK. like late drummer John Stevens was one of the key figures in that community music movement. And basically it means that it's an alternative to mainstream or established provisions in music. I think you can hear me a little bit better now. And for people who don't have the possibility to study music in established institutions or in formal way. And to community music, many artists have been discovered who had otherwise not been recognized, and that has taken place not only in UK, but since then all over the world. One can see in various outreach programs that the aim is to promote a lifelong engagement with music through a comprehensive program of cultural activities. And keywords that very often can be seen in music outreach programs include music education, also research, what kind of impact these outreach programs might have had or have had to the participants. Has music, for instance, decreased drug abuse or rate of crime, and what other positive scientific effects it might have had. And then bringing performances to areas where normally are no concert activities, and of course community development in many, many various ways. So, in case of Jyväskylä University and its music department, and its partners in Africa, we have had several phases, and some of them started already in 1990s. In 1998, the first World Conference of ISME, International Society for Music Education, was held in Pretoria. And during that conference, the first seeds of collaboration were planted, and it ended up with working with the STEP School, which was originally founded by two British musicians after having immigrated to South Africa. And then, with the help of a Ministry of Education, with support of Ministry of Education, some choir camps and keyboard courses were organized in Limpopo province, places like Nobeta and Sonor. And that was in those days, it was a rather small scale work, just short intensive periods every now and then. And then between 2005 and 2007, when the project was still under the North-South Higher Education, more official ties were formed between Jyväskylä and UP, University of Pretoria. And then, student and teacher exchanges started during those years, so some of our students went to Pretoria to study for one term at the music department. Also got a chance to go to rural areas to see traditional music in a real context. And we received our first exchange students from South Africa then. Collaboration with STEP continued. Exchange students from Finland went to teach there. Young kids from township areas, and some masterpieces were written of those experiences later. And what has proved to be a very important part of outreach program or outreach collaboration during all these years have been the intensive periods. And in 2006, we had our first intensive period in Skåne. We were staying at one Catholic mission there, and there were people from both Jyväskylä and Pretoria, and our learners were arts and culture teachers in rural areas. In many parts, or mostly in South Africa, there is not music as a school subject, only in higher grades. So music is implemented in a combination called arts and culture. which may include also drama, visual arts, storytelling, and so on. And our South African students can give a more precise description. So many of our learners did not necessarily teach music, but they came for our first intensive period to learn some basics and then also some new pedagogical ways of teaching music. This picture is of the very first intensive period. You see the participants are dressed in gowns and masks. They are preparing for a dramatized listening exercise of one classical piece. I think it was the Hungarian Dance No. 5 by Brahms. And in this experiment, teacher, Dr. Zendanel, combined many African traditions, storytelling, dance, movement, and combined all these for listening experience. So it was a dramatized version of this European piece in this case. Okay, 2007, the first phase of North South South was launched, and we got new partners from Southern Africa or other parts of Africa. Northwest University is in Potsdam in South Africa. UNISA, which is a distance learning institution and more research-oriented, but also its music department has its performance section. University of Botswana and Kenyatta University from Nairobi. And then the intensive periods became longer, lasting from 1 week up to 2 weeks. The first were in South Africa, partly in the Northwest Province and partly in Mpumalanga. And the bias was still very much similar than in the first attempts. So educate arts and culture teachers in order to help them to spread the joys of music further in their own schools. 2010, we had our first intensive period outside South Africa in Gaborone, Botswana, hosted by the University of Botswana. And I'll show you a short video clip of what happened there. And now, currently, we are in the second phase of North South South. And since 2011, we have had a partnership university also in Zimbabwe, African University in Mutare, eastern part of the country. And today we have exchange students from all these partner institutions, except UNISA, of course, as I said, it's a distance learning institution. So, all kinds of musical activities have taken place in those intensive periods. On the left side, you see a group of Mariba learners, and on the right is picture my colleague Sampo Hangama from Jyväskylä University. This is secrets of beatboxing and how to combine them with African musical elements. And let's stop that short video. Then we have participants from Kenyatta University. This video has been shot in the 2010 intensive period in Botswana, and now we are learning or trying to learn Kenyan rhythms and Kenyan chiboti tune. Chiboti is a bamboo flute. Am I right? Thank you. Given the participants also to get to know from each other's cultures. So they have been wonderful opportunities for music students coming from four different countries to get to know from each other's music, each other's cultural values, and develop more links between each other. Behind the schedule, I try to squeeze this presentation rather short. And in the team group, if those of you who are interested to come and attend the Music Outreach Project team group, there's much more material, and also our students, exchange students, will tell about their experiences of outreach projects that they have participated in. So, to summarize, the outreach projects where Finns, and that means people from Jyväskylä University, have participated. We come from STEP Music School to the various internship periods and contacts of students and teachers and things. But that's not all. We do have several music outreach projects currently going on, where our partner institutions are actively involved. Unfortunately, STEP Music School has ceased to be. It lasted for more than a decade, but and finally died out due to lack of funding. And that's not the only reason. Then, Northwest University in Potsdam has a project called Musikhane, and Yvonne, can you stand up, please? You have been involved in this and in the team group. You can introduce participants to that music group. Very interesting group indeed. Very important indeed. And we have also Moses here, Moses Milimo from Pretoria, who has been actively involved in the Music Unlocked project that was an outreach project carried out in a youth prison in Gauteng area. And you can explain more about that. Those others, Safe and Sound, was a project run by Dr. Zendanel, where he introduced the new way of experiencing classical music with African elements, dramatization, storytelling, and so on, as I already referred to. And from her project, I also have video material which is very interesting to watch. SAM refers to South African Music Outreach Project, which is led by Karinda Devrok, the head of School of Music at Northwest University. And there are several other currently going on where people who are working in our institutions are actively involved. Some projects, they combine traditional musical instruments and traditional music playing techniques with modern technology. So technology is a very good plowman in that sense also. And it is hoped that our former and current exchange students can also spread the word around and start their own projects. There's something already done in South Africa, Kenya, in Botswana. And I hope that there will be really more to come. Okay, that summarizes and ends my talk here, but those of you who are interested in to learn more about these music outreach projects, please come and attend the team group. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Pekka Toivonen. And you will also be there for the dinner, I think, with the whole group.
Yeah.
So you can also ask more questions over the dinner night.